الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, yesterday we talked about the issue of tipping point, the point at which you start to see results. And as I mentioned to you, there are two inimitable rules. One, that until you get to the point, nothing will happen. And two, that at that point, the balance will tip. Now the question is, how does this relate to our spiritual development? How does this relate to our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the answer is that it relates to our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to our spiritual development in exactly the same way as learning any new skill relates to the kind of effort you need to make. Let me give you a few examples. Say somebody gifts you a latest smartphone. You have not used a smartphone before. You would like to use a smartphone. And you know all the features, all that you can do if you have a smartphone. You know all this, but you never actually used it. So you have been using a regular Nokia or something. Now on that phone which you normally use, you have a certain level of efficiency. So if you want to send a text message and so on, you can do it with the left hand, right hand, one finger, everything. This is all part of your efficiency. Now somebody gives you a smartphone. What will happen to your efficiency with which you are sending messages? Will it go up or go down? It'll go down because you don't know how to use it. So even though, now is that a fault of the phone? The technology is there. The hardware is there, software is there. The phone is designed to actually make you more efficient. But when will the phone make you more efficient? When you learn how to use it. So you have to go through a period where your efficiency actually goes down. Now, if in that period, I call this the circle of pain. Now, in that circle of pain, supposing you try it, you tried using it a few times. I still remember the first time I started using a touch screen. I was very anti-touch screens. I used to think touch screens are a big pain in the neck. You know, you want to click a button, you don't want to touch the screen. Eventually I got using it. And the first time I started using a touch screen, all kinds of funny things happen. Because you accidentally touch it and then something goes off and you know, it gets you a new page or... So it was a big nuisance. I used to think to myself, how does anyone actually, you know, want to use this thing? But I mean, now today, after you know several years, efficiency is very high. So the point is that if in that period of that pain, if you decide, look, this is too much, my old Nokia phone was fine, then what will happen? You will still have that whatever the Nokia phone efficiency you had. But you will never get the benefits of the new technology, what it can provide. Now the same logic applies to non-material things. For example, if you say that I want to learn a new language, I want to learn English, I can speak English but not so well, I want to become fluent in English. What is the way to do that? To speak in English, right? There's no other way. You want to learn a language, you have to use that language. So now you are speaking in Urdu or Telugu or whatever, normally. You have some smattering of English. Now you decide, okay, I want to become fluent in English, which means that I will not communicate in any language other than English. So what happens to your communication? Same thing, goes down. And depending on how much English you know, it can go down to practically zero. You are reduced to sign language. You are hungry, you don't know what is the word for hungry. You are thirsty, you don't know what is the word for thirsty. So you start gesturing and making signs to say, give me some water, give me some food, right? So your language efficiency has gone down to almost zero. But you know and I know that if you stick through that, I say, no, it's okay, this is part of the learning. I know this has to happen and this pain is going to be there. So it's part of the learning, I am going to continue. And then you find that now suddenly you start speaking English. And the more you use the language, now you are fluent in English and you start thinking in English and so on and so on. Same thing applies also to physical skills. So whether it's martial arts, whether it is bodybuilding or whatever, there is a period of pain that you necessarily have to go through if you want to reach a level of efficiency. There is no shortcut to that. There is no shortcut. If you are martial arts, judo, karate, whatnot, you find that, you know, you suddenly the earth loves you. Every time you stand up, you fall down because somebody is throwing you the whole time. But only after you get through that part of pain, then you become a great fighter. Not unless, if you say, no, I want to become like Bruce Lee on day one, it's not possible, there's no way. To get like Bruce Lee, you have to work like Bruce Lee. So same thing applies across the board, and the same thing applies to ta'alluq ma'Allah, and the same thing applies to your spiritual development. I was giving an interview on Productive Muslim. There is a website called Productive Muslim. Muhammad Faris is the owner of that, and it's a very, very interesting and very nice website, and they've got a very good following. Muhammad Faris has written a book, young man, very effective and powerful young man, mashallah. He's written a book called The Productive Muslim. He's tried to connect spirituality and Islam with productivity. So he gives you tips of how to use your time and so on and so forth. So I was giving an interview to him the other day, and he asked me this question. He said, what is the, how does it work? You know, people, young people, they want to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they want to become more spiritual development and so on, but doesn't seem to happen. So what are some tips? So I told him the same thing. I said, it's like karate, it's like judo, it's like martial arts. You have to go through the period of pain. So you will find that what is the first thing to do if you want to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Start praying tahajjud. Starts with that. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the same instruction. So I didn't invent this. This is how it's supposed to happen. So start with tahajjud. But you find that first of all, even getting up in tahajjud is difficult. You are sleepy and so on and so on. Anyway, you are serious about your spiritual development. So you set your alarm clock and so on. You get up and now you start praying, but your mind is wandering somewhere. There's no concentration. So after a few days of this, you might feel, you know what, this thing doesn't work. I mean, I'm losing my sleep, I'm drowsy in the day because I woke up early and I tried to pray but it doesn't connect, and you give up. So same thing, we have to have the discipline to stick through and go through that period of pain. And then exactly the same thing will happen. Then you become a Bruce Lee spiritually. Where alhamdulillah, you start Allahu Akbar in that tuck, you connected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make dua, Allah answers the dua, you get the halawat and the sweetness in the recitation of Quran, the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suddenly will start appearing to you. You know, you read the same ayat, I mean, alhamdulillah, we all read Quran every day, but the same ayat one day, it hits you suddenly. Ah, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. You may have read this ayat a million times before, it never occurred to you. Suddenly one day, so very, very important that we concentrate and go through that period of pain. So that's why this tipping point, which I mentioned yesterday, the same thing applies here. Until that 19.5 kilogram, nothing will happen. At 20 kilos, the balance will tip. And this is the 20 kilos. So you have to work through that. Keep on doing and doing and doing and doing. And tomorrow, inshallah, we'll talk about the stages of this, inshallah, what we need to do. But for the moment, just stick to this thing and say that you have to go through that period of pain. Inshallah, there is no pain in a physical sense, but definitely there is the pain of confusion, pain of trying and not succeeding and so on. And for this, it's very important to make sure that you do not give up until you start feeling the sweetness. And so also, the same thing which happens with in physical, I always give the example of physical, because physical and spiritual and mental, all of these are connected. I mean, we are not in three different compartments. So what works for you physically also works for you, mentally also works for you, spiritually. So the same thing they say about long distance runners. There's sports research which has been done that they found a very funny phenomenon. If I tell you that if you are running and your heart rate is at a particular level and you start running and as you run, so if I ask you, what do you think will happen to your heart rate? Will it go up or will it go down? It will go up because you are running, there is physical effort. But the funny thing they found with long distance runners is that the heart rate goes up to a point, and after that the heart rate actually goes down. So the heart is now beating slower and the man is running. So this is very strange. I mean, you know, the doctors say it is very funny. How is that? Why is that happening? So there is a lot of research on that. What they found was the reason the heart rate goes down is because the big muscles, the thigh muscles, are now pumping blood. Because he's running, the thigh muscles are pushing the blood up to the heart, so the heart doesn't have to pull it. So the heart is actually relaxing. So the man, while he's running, he's actually relaxing. So it's like a paradox, but that's how it works. And that's also what happens with your spiritual development. Now think about this and then you understand how the Salaf, and of course the first of them is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, how is it that they used to stand all night in Salah? There's so many instances, so many stories and incidents of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the Sahaba Rizwanullahi alayhim ajmain, of the different Salafus Salihin, the Aima, and so on and so on, where people used to say, so I used to read Quran all night, you would stand in Salah all night. How? We can't even do it one day. We can't. If you stand for 1 hour, you get, you know, your legs pain and hands pain, all kinds. How did they? They're human beings. You know, we are not talking about some malaika or something. How did they do that? They did that because of this. They did that because they were long distance runners in a spiritual sense. So now that whole exercise which they are doing, which is the exercise of connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is now working in their favor and it is helping them. But everyone, believe me, I mean, illa al-anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps them different, but everyone else goes through that period of pain. There's no, you know, special rule for anyone. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and make it easy, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us. But that effort has to be made and we have to stick through that pain. Once we stick through that pain, inshallah, then you get to the period of grace. I call this a period of grace, where now the whole job and the whole exercise is now a relaxation in itself. It's a part of pleasure in itself. The pain is gone. And you look forward to that. That's why people who are, they say about Arnold Schwarzenegger, that he was arrested 7 times for breaking into a gym to exercise. So on a Sunday, gym was closed. So the man actually broke into the gym to do that, and the police guy, you know, caught him for break and entry. Now why does he do that? Because of, within quotes, a positive addiction to physical effort. Because it pushes adrenaline into the system. So adrenaline is a drug created by the body. But because of that, the body is used to that. The adrenaline kick. So if you don't get it one day, you feel it. You feel something is wrong with me today and I'm lethargic. And then you run or whatever you do, it makes you feel good. And that's also what happens with spirituality. One day you miss tahajjud, it is like somebody died. The whole day is like, my God, tahajjud chali gaya. But that happens only when you get into the beauty, the grace part of it. So that's why I remind myself and you, let us persevere. There is a lot of benefit in persevering. And for any kind of endeavor, whether it is business, whether it is physical fitness, whether it is martial arts, whether it is spiritual development, there has to be that passage through that period of pain. And inshallah, once we get through that, then it is beautiful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that and to make it easy for us and to connect us with Him, because unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to connect us with Him, there is no connection. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to do it. So therefore, we make dua and we make the effort. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.